This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mike Ramos from the NOAA Water Quality Maintenance System, and Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, so we're just going to jump right to it. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Happy 4th of July weekend. Happy NASCAR weekend. It's going to be a little crazy down here. It's going to be a beautiful day. So thanks for tuning in. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros. Call, text, and photo line. Jeremy's underneath a house doing something. He sent me pictures saying he'd rather be with us than doing what he's doing. Some dirty work today, Ray Kaplan. You're sitting in the in Jeremy's seat.
That's so right. I get the cool seat.
No pressure. You get to see all the text messages coming in. So you could see everybody that's going to be firing on you for following the law.
I know. You guys usually hide it from me.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see everything. So it's like going to your proctologist, right? 312-981-7200. You can't hide anything from a proctologist. 312-981-7200. Omega Pros call, text, and photo line. We have a packed show. Maria Pappas is calling in at 11:15 for everybody in Cook County. She is the no BS county treasurer. We need more of Maria Pappas's out there. It would be great. Our government would run in a much smoother fashion. So, Ray, what are we talking about during your segments of this fine radio show?
So, today I want to talk to anybody who has kids in college or about to go to college. There are just fantastic ways to save money in terms of paying for your kids' college education in so many different ways, but the key is to know what type of loans to take out, mm-hmm. because some loans are better than others, how to save money, how to get your loans forgiven, and all things student loans in general. There have also been a lot of headlines about different lawsuits, and there's a lot of confusion out there, so I want to clear some of that up today.
Phone number?
312-294-8989 or raykaplan.com.
You also want to talk about in the mailbag section, the listener, disabled listener on Social Security in Northwest Indiana. I mentioned it on John Williams' show, $325,000 worth of student loan debt.
Right.
That you're in the process of getting that expunged.
Yeah, because there's so much out there where you can get your loans forgiven. People just don't know about it.
Right. This guy is literally having heart palpitations. Seriously.
As he should.
I'm not joking. He is literally having heart palpitations, not knowing how he's going to pay for that with the over $90,000 worth of credit card debt he's sitting with. But we'll talk about more about that in the mailbag segment coming up. Phone number one more time.
Sure. 312-294-8989.
All right. I'd like to welcome Michael Ramos. What is the name of your company, buddy?
Let Out Manufacturing and NOAA Systems.
Let Out Manufacturing and NOAA Systems. What does that mean?
Well, NOAA Systems is a company. I named it after my nephew who's autistic.
Oh, nice.
And basically what we do is this. We do remediation and or lead removal from drinking water in homes and schools.
You told me something prior to the show that lead pipes, galvanized pipes, with for our listeners that don't know what that is, it is a steel pipe that's dipped in lead. That's why it's galvanized. Okay, I learned the only way I know that is from my time in the scrap industry, right? So it goes through a lead dip, and there's lead on the pipe for corrosion purposes, right? But right. they stopped installing those in the homes when?
I think it was around 1986. And they were mandatory for a long time. So lead service lines and galvanized piping was mandatory up until 1986. So it was by city code.
Yeah. Every lender out there cannot do an FHA loan if there's flaking paint due to the concerns of lead in the paint. In the meantime, every home prior to built in the mid-80s, we'll say, sometime during 1980s, probably has lead, some type of galvanized piping, taking the water into it. So we don't care about what we're drinking. We just care about what we're breathing. Is that what...
That's pretty much it. I think the focus for a long time was just peeling paint.
Yeah.
But I think the focus is now starting to shift to water because it's like a real reality that we need to address and get ahead of. I mean, it's showing up everywhere.
Because we use water every day.
Yeah,
water. You life. Should, right? Yep. I mean, yep. You should brush your teeth, kind of, unless you like halitosis.
Right.
I got a couple of friends that do. I'm like, hey, you might want to water pick or something. You know, toothbrush, some toothpaste, whatever.
Sure,
but
coffee.
Coffee.
Loves coffee.
Yeah, just cover it up with coffee because what you got going here, you're dropping flies out of the sky. What do you guys do, and is it something for commercial or residential?
It's for both, and basically what we do is we take advantage of the water quality coming from the treatment plant. We know that there's no lead when it leaves the treatment plant. They use a treatment process called orthophosphate, which actually bonds to the inside of the pipes. So what we do is we make sure that that bonding that leaves the treatment plant is applied effectively and evenly, and it's maintained.
Okay.
So that bonding only lasts for about 6 hours, so there's a shelf life to it.
Great.
After 6 hours, it starts breaking out again, and you're back at square one. So if we look at, like, our everyday, you know, routine that we do, we wake up in the morning, maybe make a cup of coffee, take a shower, brush your teeth, like you said.
Right.
You're using a little bit of water, so that coating starts to reapply itself. Mm-hmm. But then you leave the house, you're gone for 8 to 10 hours, now you're back to square one, you have no coating inside your house.
Awesome.
Now when you come home, you make dinner for your family, you know, you have some water, whatever it is that you're doing. But you're actually getting lead. That lead has been accumulating all day for you while you were at work. It's starting to, like, now end up in your food, and you're starting to consume it on a big scale. The whole family's affected. Then, when you start getting into the evening hours, you know, you might take a shower, go to sleep. You sleep for 8 hours. That coating is gone again.
Over.
So basically what we do is that we make sure that that coating is intact no matter what it is that you're doing with your life, your daily life. So when you come home and whenever you open up that faucet, you have clean, untainted water.
All right. Phone number and website. No, not website. Phone number for our listeners who want to get a hold of you.
773-556-5266.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, come back with the mailbag segment, still unsponsored. A little shout out to the sales department, Ray. I mean, it's one of the top things that we do, segments on the show. You think we could get a sponsor for it? What do I know? 312-981-7200. A little challenge to the sales team, maybe by the end of the year.
Are they listening?
Of course not. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download podcasts of the show. We're going to be back with the mailbag segment after these messages and one of Ray's clients that I referred to Ray. We're going to talk about my friend on Social Security Disability who's listening right now in Northwest Indiana after these messages.
Home sweet home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So this is the mailbag segment. Ray, we're going to start with my friend out in Northwest Indiana that you're helping. Social Security disability income. He's got $320-some thousand of student loan debt, over $80,000-$90,000 with credit card debt. He's on limited income. He's in his 60s. He's literally having heart palpitations. And this is no joke. He's not well, and yeah. This debt is absolutely crushing him. Lives in a $500,000-$600,000 home. He's got $130,000-some mortgage. I could easily roll the $80,000-$90,000, pull out a couple of shekels, and put in an emergency fund for the guy, eliminate his debt, save him like 2-3 G's. But I can't because I've got $320,000-some with the student loan debt. I'm like, you got to talk to Ray. Walk us through real quick, briefly, what you were able to do for the guy.
Well, so we talk
about this.
I mean, we talk about this all the time is that people just are not aware of all the relief that's out there for student loan borrowers. If you have federal student loans, Congress has addressed the issue. So we have laws that actually go back to, I think, 1994, 1998, 2005, and, you know, they've amended them a few times. So this particular gentleman has, as you said, about $300,000 in student loans, but he's retired.
Yep.
And he also has various health issues.
Yes.
So under the law, you can have your entire loan balance forgiven if your doctor can sign the application stating that because of that health issue, you're not able to work.
Correct.
It's called the disability application. So we're going to have his loans forgiven because, you know, before everybody gets all mad at me out there, because right. I know sometimes, you know, people get a little annoyed by the idea of people, quote, getting out of their debt. Mm-hmm. But the idea here is that he's been paying on these loans for decades.
Right.
He's paid the amount that he borrowed. This is pretty much the interest that accrues over 30 years. And so that's going to be wiped out.
And what's going to happen when he dies, God forbid, of a heart attack, and all those loans are in his name? Is the government going to be able to collect the student loan payment from a dead man?
Nope. They get forgiven anyway.
Okay. So you're helping him. He was very hesitant to call you. I'm like, dude, I could get this done if you didn't have this 300 and some thousand, 20 some thousand dollars worth of debt, because I have to count a percentage against him and all the payments are on his credit report. So with all those payments, it's a dead stop. But without those payments, I could easily get his loan done, save him a couple, three G's a month.
Oh, yeah.
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it's life-changing results. You just have to know what's out there, and that's really where we come in.
Okay. Thank you for helping him. Here's a couple of more. 80-year-old, talked to her yesterday. $700,000 home in Barrington. She owns free and clear. She's on her last 150 G's that she's got left. She's got 25 grand in credit card debt, just had some medical challenges, 7 grand on medical bills, and the kick in the head, she just got her real estate tax bill, and her real estate taxes in Barrington went up substantially, and she's extremely nervous. Talk to her. We're in the process of talking with her, pulling out probably $250 reverse mortgage. She'll be able to pay her real estate taxes. She'll be able to cover all of her expenses, extend the life of her 150 grand she's got in retirement. Next is a 60-year-old couple. Ready for this? They referred me their son a couple weeks ago, who's looking to sell up north, move to the city because they both have jobs in the city. 60-year-old couple. He's got a $35,000 tax lien. They've got $65,000 worth of debt, totaling $2,250 a month, which is the equivalent of a $350,000 mortgage payment. Okay? $165,000 mortgage. They filed a Chapter 7 11 years ago. Long story short, she's sending me a copy of their mortgage statement so I could see what they got going, pay off the debt. The mortgage wasn't reaffirmed. It's not on the credit. Doesn't matter. They've been making the payment. Consolidate everything together. Save them another $2,000-$3,000 a month. 30-year-old couple. Mother listens to the show, West Loop here in Chicago. She's pregnant. He's an executive. She's a teacher. Bought a $1.175 million home in Palatine. 20% down, $300,000 combined income. Talked to a couple of banks. The banks are busting their chops over assets. I'm like, what are you talking about assets? I'm like, how much you got in a 401k? He's like, I've got $750,000 and my wife's got $500,000. I'm like, you got over $1 million in your 401k. You don't have to deal with any type of assets. You're fine. Problem solved, right? I'm like, enjoy your weekend. Rates came down this week because the employment numbers came in great for rates. Rates dipped a little bit this week. We're going to talk to him on Monday. I'm like, go have a alcohol-free beverage for your wife who's pregnant. And last but not least, how do you say grandpa in Greek? Papouli?
Papu.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get this call from a young lady, first-time homebuyer. Her and her husband make over $130,000. She was asking me about a $3,000 closing cost credit. $3,000 closing cost credit is called a Home Ready Project. If you take a class, an online class, which, I mean, my sophomore, junior in high school could pass, right? You just sit there, you watch a video and check a couple of boxes and you get $3,000, but you have to meet certain income classifications. They make too much money over that, okay? They said they were talking with a bank that rhymes with Wintrust and like Citibank and a couple other things. I said, listen, here's the deal. Your grandfather listens to the show. Papul?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. So Papul, thank you for listening. Thank you for referring your granddaughter and grandson-in-law. And answered all their questions. They had all these questions, what's going on. So I gave them three options, Ray.
Wow.
You could get in the low sevens with not paying any discount points. You could pay one discount point and save like $100 a month, but it's going to cost you $3,240 because a discount point, Michael, is 1% of the loan amount. But a $405,000 home, 20% down, was like a $320-some-thousand-dollar mortgage, $323,400 mortgage, whatever it was. I said, you could buy a discount point because this is what lenders do, right? They play monetary masturbation. They're like, I could get you down to the sixes. but it's going to cost you 1 point. The general public doesn't even know what a point is. A point is 1% of your loan amount. So I'm like, okay, I could save you about $100, but it's going to cost you $3,240. I'm like, that doesn't make sense when they're talking that rates are coming down. Or I could put you in the low sevens, you pay nothing. Or I could put you in at 7.75. Sounds scary. Sounds super scary. But I'm going to give you like a $3,000 credit, right? If you think, which covers the higher payment for 2 years. If you think rates are going to come down in 2 years, that's a good play.
Right.
So I gave them three different options. They saved three G's at closing. Within 6 months, right? Got to make six payments. I'll call you when rates drop. Bingo, right? See how you paid the extra $160 for whatever, but I saved you a ton of money at closing. And plus, you get to write off the higher interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely.
On your taxes. So these are the three things. Papul.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Papul, for referring your granddaughter and all the other Papus out there. What's grandmother? Papua?
Yaya.
Yeah. Okay, for all you papus and yayas out there, and bubbies and papas and grandmothers and grandfathers, if you want your grandkids taken care of, we'll take care of them because we always do what's in the best interest of all of our listeners. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to come back with Ray, but we got a couple of minutes, Ray. We got 1 minute and 30 seconds, Ray, because I'm going to hit my brakes all on time here, Ray, all on time. 312-981-7200. Here we go, Ray. David, this loan forgiveness for disabled is real. This is from 224. I had my parents plus loans forgiven for disability.
Yep.
This is a texter. But I was the lucky one. The government servicer actually contacted me and took care of the paperwork. So I did. All I had to do was sign. So here you go, Ray.
Yeah.
Our listener's going to be mad at the servicer for helping this 224 listener out who's disabled.
I'm telling you, but people get mad. And I think it's because they don't understand that most of the time you're talking about people who've been paying on their loans for 10, 20, 30 years. They paid back what they borrowed plus interest. So generally speaking, the amount that's being forgiven very often is accumulated interest. Interest starts to accrue on these loans as soon as they go out to the schools. So they start building up interest right away. And most of the time, that's what these people are getting forgiven.
773, and then we'll hit the break, Benny. People need to know that Ray Kaplan is awesome, and she helps you find money the government allows you to deduct, which is the same as when you take deductions on your income taxes. Ray is the best. Kind of like what I said on John Williams' show when I was on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yep.
Same type of deal.
Same thing. You wouldn't leave that money on the table. Don't leave money on the table. That's crazy.
So everybody that's going to start firing on Ray via text, bring it on, because we're going to fire right back at you. We got two people. If you're disabled, like this guy out in Northwest Indiana, $325,000 with the student loan debt.
Monthly payments were $1,300 a month or something, $1,600, I can't remember.
That $1,600 is the equivalent of over a $200,000 mortgage payment, Ray.
Right.
Which was blocking my ability to refinance his other debt. To save them $2,000-$3,000 a month and live a lot more comfortably.
Right. And when under the law, he was entitled to have those loans forgiven.
You're getting one elephant off of his back. I'm getting the other elephant off of his back. He can live his life a lot more stressless, stress-free, if you will, and just live it. You know, why go through life with all of that challenges? And it's not his fault that some idiot gave him $325,000 worth of debt that he didn't qualify to repay back.
Well, that's not what the debt started off as. The debt started off as about $100,000.
And then it blew 30
years ago, and it blew up.
All right, we're past the break, of course. I wanted to hit it on time, so we're late. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. More with Ray Kaplan after these messages.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text line is blowing up, naturally. Some people like you and some people want to burn you at the stake here. So, 630, Ray, before we jump into it. What about us dummies that paid out of our pocket for the kids' college? Is there any way to get any of this money back? Two question marks.
No.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We've got Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas coming on 11:15, so tell all your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors who live in Cook County that just got the kick in the groin with the steel toe boot, also known as your county tax bill, drop in your mailbox this week. She'll be on at 11:15. Anything new? I know there's so much coming out. We have 120 days to the election. The Biden administration has been doing so much with the student loans after trying to get it passed with the Supreme Court, which was never going to happen. They wasted a ton of time doing that. But they've been doing a lot of things, and how does that impact our listeners?
Yeah, there's a ton out there. So I think the take-home message right now is part of the loan forgiveness initiative is to really lower monthly payments for people who have federal student loans. And there's a payment plan called SAVE. The SAVE plan, if you have three people in your household and you're making $60,000 a year, your payment would be about, hold on, I just have to pull it up, about $30 a month or $34 per month.
Your total household income is $60,000 a year.
No, just you're the borrower, and okay, you make about $60,000 a year, and let's say you have $100,000 in student loans, your monthly payment, $34 a month. Now, generally, your monthly payment would have been closer to about $300, $400 a month. But under this plan, it really lowers your monthly payment because it's a whole different formula.
Good.
So for the most part, people's payments will go down by half. If you were paying $500 a month, it's going to go down to $200, $250 a month. There's a another part of that initiative where they were going to further reduce people's payments that was set to kick in July. There was a whole bunch of litigation, and then one court, there was an injunction. But then it survived the injunction, and so they are implementing new lower payments for a lot of people and even some forgiveness under the SAVE plan. So that part's going forward. I don't know if the SAVE plan is going to survive. There's a lot of litigation. If there's a change in the administration, it may not survive. But if you're already in, you'll probably be allowed to stay in. So the key is, can you get in there? And it's not for everybody. So that's where we come in, is doing that analysis to see, can we get your lower payment? Should you be in that plan? What are the, you know, the long-term effects for you and for your loans? And it really is an individual thing, because for some people, it's great. For other people, maybe not so much.
And qualifying, there's a lot of ifs and ands and whatabouts that you and your team could go through and analyze for everybody.
Well, yeah. And just dealing with the servicers right now, I mean, my staff tells me that they're on the phone for hours at a time waiting to talk to a servicer, and then the call will drop or they'll do it on purpose. So we handle all that stuff for you, so you don't have to deal with that daily irritation of dealing with the servicer. We take all that on for you.
It's like calling the IRS.
Much worse.
Okay, great.
Yep.
I just went through that experience holding for like 45 minutes and sorry, you know, we'll be right with you. Boom, it gets disconnected. So
right.
I want to lose my mind. Terry and Niles is on the phone. I have a question for you. Hey, Terry.
Hi, yes. I had a couple things I just wanted to ask is, like, how to get started with you, because I listen to you all the time on the radio. Do I, with for your services, I mean, do I pay a percentage of what you forgive, or...
So, good question. So, we have a flat fee for the consultation. Usually, it's around $350. And the consultation runs a half an hour to an hour, sometimes a little longer, depending on how complex your situation is. And then, very often, we can, if your situation is not that complex, we just kind of tell you, this is what you need to do and show you how to do it, so you don't need our services. If you do need our services because it's more complicated, or there you have a whole bunch of loans and we need to do a more kind of complex plan for you, then we usually charge a flat fee. And really, I mean, what our clients look at it as an investment. So if our fee is $2,000, but we're going to get rid of $200,000 in federal loans,
right,
that's a $2,000 investment to get rid of $200,000. So, but you'll know during the consultation, you know, we'll tell you, look, you can definitely do this.
You don't have an idea how hard it is to do. Because my son, well, I have three kids, but my one son has federal loans and private loans. And do you do private loans and federal loans, or just the both?
We do. Yeah, we can do both. So we take a look at the whole situation. So for federal loans, there are really good options. And for private loans, there are good options too. They're just different. So we have usually to take like a two-track course of action, where you're on one track for the federal and another track for your private. And what it really does is it gives you a plan and strategy to take control of the situation and pay what you're supposed to pay, but not more than you're supposed to pay. That's really the key.
Uh-huh. Because now, finding the original paperwork, do I need that or
no,
can that be looked up?
No, you don't need the original paperwork. If they have federal loans, we can have you get the loan details really easily. Private loans, we'll just have you send us a statement.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then one more thing is, after a certain amount of time, like after 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, are the loans just automatically forgiven? Or?
Well, for federal loans, it depends on the type of loan. They're either forgiven 20 years, 25 years, depending on the type of loan, or if you work in the public sector, it could be 10 years. So if they're a public school teacher or a police officer or work at a hospital, they can get them forgiven after 10.
Or, Terry, if you become disabled during that period of time, a different line, a different area comes into play, right? You come to a fork, then you go down the right, you go down the right fork instead of the left fork, or go straight. If you become disabled, unfortunately, God forbid, right?
Right.
Then you qualify for that.
Yeah, I heard that earlier. I heard that. That was good to know.
There are a lot of different options.
When my one son took out his loans, It was fairly new. I mean, it was new for me because I was my oldest son. But it was they were telling him, no, you can't do income based, and you can't do this, and you can't do this. And then later on, he found out, wait a minute, yes, I can do that. But it's already he lost, I don't know how many years of.
Oh yeah,
something
I know.
Else.
Honestly, and I hear that a lot.
How do you go and say, well, you said that I can't do this? You know, it's a hearsay. So he lost years of.
Yeah, it's tough. For the most part, 90% of people with those loans are eligible for income-driven plans. The other problem is there's a few of them, so you need to know which one is better for you and which one will provide the best payment and the most forgiveness, and then whether or not you have to pay taxes on the loan forgiveness. So that's something else that we go into as well. Just the key is to know how it applies to you. That's really the key.
Yeah, well, Terry, we're not recommending you fall down a flight of stairs or drive your car into a bridge embankment. We're just saying.
it's not me. It's my kids. It's
all right.
Three kids, so not me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Were we able to help you?
Yes, you were, a lot, because you answered a lot of questions. So, it's worth. Now, do you do the interview or the consultation over the phone or in person?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely. Either one. Phone consultation or in person. Zoom consultation's fine, too.
Phone number.
312-294-8989.
Did you get that, Terry?
8989. 312-294-8989.
Yes,
you got it. All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We've got to hit a break. 312-981-7200. We have Mike Ramos. What's the name of your company, Michael? Hang on, Michael. I turned your microphone off. That makes it easier.
Lead Out Manufacturing.
All right, coming up after the break, talking about getting lead out of your water. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Here's the problem. I bring down the spot fader, and then I forget to bring it up. So that's when we go into breaks, and you don't hear the commercial, and then all of a sudden, bam, that's me.
Oh,
I don't
that's
do
you not doing it.
There's too many buttons.
Okay. Wow, you're really having a hard time today. You've only been doing this for how many years? 20?
19.
Okay, 19.
A button challenge.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Mike Ramos coming up here, but real quick, we got a text that came in during the break. 773, I am a Kaplan client. Okay, that should be bumper stickers. I am a Kaplan client. I'm over 65 and retired, just waiting for medical condition to kick in, or better yet, when an allowable forgiveness under the law for a Parent Plus loan comes to light. The servicer wanted $2,000 a month, instead will allow me to pay $1,000 a month for the next 300 payments. Still too much, still owe $140,000. So there you go.
Yeah, so a lot of times it makes sense to kind of manage the loans until after you're retired. Then we can reduce the payment. And then if there is something going on where your doctor can sign the application that you've got something going on that means you can't go back to work, then you can get those loans forgiven under that disability section. So there are ways to manage it where you lower your monthly payment. Also, for Parent Plus loan borrowers out there, this is very important. There's a deadline coming up July 1st, 2025, where we can potentially get you into that SAVE plan that I mentioned before. It's a tricky process. Don't do anything to your federal Parent Plus loans before talking to us.
Phone number?
312-294-8989.
Michael Kaplan, you have a new system that you created. and your team created here in Illinois to help people that own that have water coming into their homes, basically everybody, take care of the lead that they don't even know that's coming into their homes. So how much is your system, number one? The cost of the investment's what?
$395.
One-time shot.
One-time shot.
What type of maintenance is required? Are there filters? Do you have to get maintenance on it? You know, what's the yearly maintenance on that $395?
No maintenance whatsoever. We designed it so that it's like very simple to use. So there's no clocks, no strainers, no filters. There's no maintenance whatsoever. It's a computerized system that's going to last a long time. We started installing these systems back in 2016.
Okay.
We have a lot of them that are still working today. Zero maintenance.
And your name is Michael Ramos, not Michael Ramos, Kaplan. Yes. Kaplan. You're not married to Ray. Her husband would have homage on that, probably.
We just met.
Well, maybe, depending on...
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I'm a matchmaker. Matchmaker. So you're based out of the western suburbs. What town are you based out of?
I'm in Hanover Park.
Hanover Park.
Yes.
Okay, so... You guys are cranking these out. It's an Illinois product. You're shipping them all over the United States, all over the world, or is it primarily here in Illinois?
Primarily in Illinois, but we're shipping all over the United States.
$395 per
year. That's it. We wanted to make sure that it was available to everybody, and it's easy to use.
Okay.
So we wanted to keep the price where, you know, people felt comfortable making that investment, and it's extremely effective.
Where do you install it in the home, or in an apartment building, or in a commercial property? Where do you install it?
So we're talking about residential. Ideally, you would want to put it underneath the kitchen sink. You want to attach it to the cold water line coming in right underneath the kitchen sink. But if you don't have electricity underneath the sink, we can attach it to where your laundry room is.
Okay.
We pull directly off of the cold water tap from your laundry room, and that's basically pulling from the main, coating the inside of your main, and then everything up to that point, basically, which is like right underneath the kitchen sink.
And what areas in the in Illinois, in the Chicagoland area, all the way down to Carbondale, what areas in Illinois are seeing that you're experiencing the worst type of lead contamination that our listeners have no idea they're getting contaminated?
Besides Chicago, we're seeing a lot in southern Illinois and a lot in Elgin right now. But it's pretty much everywhere. We've done work in Skokie, Winnetka, pretty much all over the state.
Really?
Yes.
And do you work with plumbers? Do you work with plumbing contractors? Who's your main partner on this?
We have a plumbing contractor right now that we work with. They're from Chicago. They're our main guys that we go to.
Okay.
But we're always looking for more plumbers. We need more.
Have you met Mike from Mike Epping from CenterGuard?
I have not.
You will. Okay. During the next break, I'll introduce you to Mike because him and his team are the best in the business. They did a lot of work in my house. So on new construction, I built a house, right? I dropped an old house. I built a new house. I'm assuming, and I've got copper lines coming into my home, right? Is that a challenge with the copper line? Because it's coming off the main that still has lead particles in it, from what you're saying.
Yeah, there's still a chance that there's going to be lead present. We've done work in schools that were built in 2009 that are certified green buildings that have no lead or asbestos in them, but they show elevated lead levels still inside the plumbing. We were contacted by a firm in New York that they had a brand new construction building. That one, same thing. All new components, all new copper. They're seeing elevated lead levels in there, too.
312-981-7200 if you've got any lead questions, lead in your water questions. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. So this is primarily right now a unit for residential purposes only. Or are you trying to get something for the commercial and apartment building side as well?
Yeah, since our inception back in 2016, it started out as residential, but then we started like shifting gears a little bit to make sure that we make it available for daycare centers and schools. So it's a retrofit that could go inside existing plumbing, existing drinking fountains that can actually be very effective. You just put it right inside the cabinet and it's going to do its job. It's going to resurrect an old fixture and turn it into like new.
So what's happening with your device? Are you shooting something into the water? Is it done? What's happening?
So basically what's happening is we're taking advantage of the water treatment coming from the treatment plant here in Chicago. We're taking advantage of that orthophosphate corrosion control barrier that they put in at the treatment plant, and we're applying that. So we're basically putting a liner inside every pipe, inside of an existing structure, old piping, copper. We're coating the inside of a pipe. It's almost like a ceramic coating that goes inside. It's a liner.
Okay.
That's what we're doing, and that's what we're maintaining.
So
that's one of the most effective ways to handle lead in leaching and drinking water right now.
And Elgin, you said, has got a major challenge?
Yes. They've been in the news for quite a while now.
How many units have you installed in Elgin?
So far, only two.
Only two are eligible.
Only two. It's very hard. It's very, very hard. We've gone to town hall meetings, introduced ourselves, saying that we have a system that we've tried in Southern Illinois and some other areas that had elevated lead levels, and they basically wouldn't even listen to what we had to say.
Do you test the water prior to installing these units?
Absolutely, yes.
And how long does that test take? Do you have to send it out, or can you do it on site?
We don't do it on site. We do send it to a lab. It usually takes around 10 days before we get the results. But basically what we do is we just let people know, hey, look, this is a proactive. You might test good today, but there's no telling what your lead levels are going to be next week or next month. If you want to know for sure how you're getting good water quality in your house, put this system in. We could test it.
So you'll do the before and after?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ray, is that crazy?
That's cool.
That I've never heard of anything like this. And there's only two people in Elgin.
Two houses in Elgin. Yes. Because the village and the people in Elgin, they wouldn't even listen to what we
had
to say.
They don't want to know about
it. They
don't
want to know about it.
Right. If they know about it, then they got to fix it.
Yeah. Well, they know about it because they had town hall meetings, you know, where they were inviting the residents, letting them know, hey, we have elevated lead levels. We're doing everything we can. And they started handing out pitcher filters to people.
Oh, that helps.
You know, sure. Filters in general, you know, I feel like, you know, yeah, that's one way to address it. But filters are reactionary. When we started this company in 2016, we wanted to come up with something that was proactive, that was going to prevent lead from accumulating in the first place, because it didn't exist on the market. I looked for it back in 2016. Didn't exist. So I figured I'm going to have to build one myself.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you. You're going to stay for the next 2 hours. We'll dive deeper into this. I've got an idea for you during the break. Okay. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information.
It's 773-556-5266.
One more time.
773-556-5266.
I want to take a break, allow Michael to clear his throat. We're going to come back with Michael and Ray Kaplan. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have a... I wish we had the bell. We have a ding, ding, ding. We have a special going on now. We held Michael down and twisted his arm and said, you got to do something for our WGN listeners. So what are you guys going to do, offer WGN listeners? $395 is what it typically costs to make sure your home is safe and lead-free. What are you guys going to do for our listeners?
We're going to do 50% off, or $50 off, including installation. So you're looking at, we typically do $100 for installation. You know what? Let's just do $390. Installed.
$390 installed.
We'll waive installation.
You're going to waive installation.
Yeah.
$390 installed. So here's what you do. If you're interested, go to noahsystem.co. NOAH system.co. That's typically like close to a $500 package that you're offering our listeners for $390. $390.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And it is guaranteed to work.
Guaranteed to work. So if you go online, noahsystem.co, and you're interested, they will allow you to take advantage of their Home Sweet Home Chicago special, $390 installed.
Installed.
Which is typically close to a $500 offer. That's a pretty good opportunity. Okay, if I do say so myself. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And for everyone that you install, the hundreds, because you're going to get bombed, okay, that get your website, I should say. Bombed's a bad word to say. You're going to get an influx of traffic. Can you keep track of the levels before and after so you could come back and tell our listeners all the great stuff that you're doing?
Oh, yeah. We have a partner company called 120 Water, and they have a dashboard that stores all of our data from all of our homes. So, yeah, it's compiled very neatly, organized, and we will have all that data.
Do you realize how much your business is going to blow up from being on the show? I'm being 100% serious. From being on WGN.
No, I don't.
Okay, better fasten your seatbelt. Yeah, there's a left and a right side, and you're a skinny guy. You don't need the extenders like some of our other experts in here. We've got a couple of big boys in here. The ladies are in shape. The men, not so much, Ray.
Thank God you recovered on that one.
Yes. Pulled myself.
It was going badly.
Going down the wrong road.
I had a full control of the stick. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Question for Ray. Maria Papp is coming up at the quarter of the hour at 11:15. I am on income-driven plan.
Yes.
I pay $0 a month. I went to get an auto loan, And the clerk took my information. The underwriter sent it back and said, you have to include the student loans.
Right.
Oh, hold on. Unfortunately, I was declined for an auto loan. Is that correct? I can be declined because of student loan zero payment. My husband is sick, will never work again. I am a caregiver. I am his caregiver. I can't imagine I would ever go back to work. I'm 71, he's 79.
Oh, maybe we should try and get her loans forgiven.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. See if she qualifies.
There is no help for caregivers, is there? That's a question. So, okay. Number one. All the loans are in my name.
Okay.
So, you're flowcharting this?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Eileen. I mean, there is no forgiveness for a caregiver, question mark. So, that's a question. Go ahead.
Well, so the whole caregiver thing, there's public service loan forgiveness. So if you are a nurse or a doctor and you're working at a hospital, that's a not-for-profit. But this nice lady is retired and she is a caregiver. So the issue is going to be probably more we would want to look at the disability section of the statute to see if perhaps she has something going on where a doctor could sign her application stating that she has an illness or something going on where she can't go back to work. Now, that might not be appropriate right now. She might be healthy as a horse and there's no physical issue going on. But in terms of buying the car, the $0 monthly payment does count as
does
a payment. Yeah, it does. So we also want to take a look and see when her loans are going to be forgiven just under the normal route. So there's a lot to analyze there, but I think you would be happy to talk to the car guy and let them know that $0 payment is the payment, as crazy as it sounds.
I'm going to do one better. We're going to introduce them to our team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union.
Yeah.
We're going to explain to them. That's where I got my car loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My daughter, we bought our daughter's a used car, right? We went there. I got a great loan. Couldn't have been easier to deal with. 90 days after we got the loan, my daughter drove it right into the back of a pickup truck.
That's
with
right.
A ball thing on there for a trailer hookup.
Got that right out of the way.
Got that right out of the way. $1,500 at the auto body shop. Nice job. 90 days in. Right? That's why we go with the used car instead of the new car. I didn't see it.
I drove into an ATM machine when I first got my license.
Okay.
It was a drive-through ATM machine.
And I
misunderstood that term.
Literally.
Yes.
Okay. So she put it on one of the trailer hitch things and needed a new front end, $1,500. So. Mm-hmm. If I could tell you how much my kids have cost me in the past 6 months, $3,500 down in Jamaica for a Charlie horse that my middle one thought was a blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
And my middle one, a week before she was due home from winter break, from school being over, gallbladder removal.
Oh.
So I had to fly my wife and my mother-in-law down. Then my father-in-law decides to have heart challenges and gets a pacemaker installed. So we'll fly the wife down to take care of my father-in-law and my mother-in-law. And then my 16-year-old, about 2 months after her driver's license, decides to run into the back of a trailer hitch.
Yes.
So right there, okay, right there, about 15 grand. There goes my emergency fund. So I could use some loans. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But the 630 Eileen, because she put her name in the text.
Yep.
I'm going to connect you with our team at Kane County Teachers Credit Union. They explain it to them. They have more of a holistic approach, and they will understand that with your circumstance, you're not paying any student loans, and you could possibly help her get them expunged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phone number.
312-294-8989.
We're going to take a quick break. Michael, you've never been on the radio with Maria Pappas, Cook County treasurer. You better, like I said, that seat has seatbelts. You should fasten it because this is going to be a ride. 312-981-7200. She's the best interview in the city of Chicago. 312-981-7200 because she just tells it like it is. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN. Maria Pappas, Cook County treasurer, coming back after the break.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. Well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Ready for this? Real estate tax bills are out. Maria Pappas is on the line, Cook County Treasurer. How are you, Maria?
I'm always good.
Always good. I was 75 last week, so I'm really good.
Mazel tov. I saw you twirling your baton in the Pride Parade.
You got it.
Well done, my friend.
Star of the show.
I've got some data here that your team sent over. Total taxes reached $18.3 billion. Homeowners bear brunt of the increase. Most of the added tax burden will fall on homeowners who will pay $611 million more because of the commercial properties leaving our fine city and our fine county. And here's what stuck out the most to me. Particularly hard hit will be homeowners in the south suburbs, where 15 suburbs, 13 of them mostly black populations, are facing overall homeowner tax increases by more than 30%. Dixmoor, Phoenix, Calumet Park. Dixmoor is up 76%. Phoenix, 76%. Calumet Park rounding up 50%. Markham, 43%. Park Forest, 41%. Thornton, 41%. East Hazelcrest, 38%. Hazelcrest, 37%. Can you tell us what in God's name is going on here, Maria?
Yeah. So every three years, there is a reassessment of a particular area in Cook County by the assessor. So this year, it was the south and southwest suburbs. And they got hit particularly hard for a number of reasons. The primary reason is, and I'm going to bring it home by talking about a homeowner in Dixmoor, for example. Here's a guy who owns a bungalow in Dixmoor on a block. There are three houses left because there's three vacant lots and two abandoned houses. Now, if you go to downtown Dixmoor and look at commercial property, the Dairy Queen, the nail salon, the bank, the dry cleaner, they all left. They're out of Dixmoor. So you have these commercial buildings that there are no businesses in. So when the assessor comes in and assesses this commercial building, the taxes are going to go down because the building is partially unoccupied. So now let's go back to the little homeowner. Okay, these three homeowners on this block. Remember, five of his neighbors have beat it out of Illinois, okay? Or just turned the keys over to the bank. Who suffers when the bills come out? Because somebody's got to pick up the cost of running the government. It's the three little homeowners. Because when commercial goes down, residences go up. So we anticipated this. We anticipated this happening. So what we did, because everyone wants to know why my bill went up, we are now giving you the answer. You can go to cookcountytreasurer.com. Believe it or not, 30,000 people have already paid online, David.
Wow.
Before they got their bills. We have $179 million in the bank before the bills hit the mailboxes, because you can go to cookcountytreasurer.com, put in your address, picture of your house will show up, and you can pay your bill online. But now, when you get your bill, or if you don't want to read your bill in print, you can go online and read it. At the top, in huge black bolded letters, it says, where does your money go? Where does your money go? So I am asking all 1.8 million people in Cook County, even though there are 800,000 escrowees, okay, I'm asking you to read your bill that I sent you in the mail. Why? Because for the first time in 30 years, we have programmed it. On the left-hand side of your bill are all the governments that you pay to. Park Forest School District, Police District, Fire District.
Mosquito District.
Colleges.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah, Mosquito Abatement District, you know, County Health Fund. All of these things are on the left-hand side of your bill. If you go to the right side of your bill, we now have programmed the difference between what it was last year and what it is this year, between 2022 and 2023. And we tell you if it went up or down. In huge black bolded letters, it says more or less. So now what's the issue? The issue is this. It's pretty simple. In the last election in Cook County, 20% of the people voted. 80% of the people didn't show up at the polls. I'm telling you that probably the same thing is going to happen with this bill. People get it, and they pay it, and they complain, and they holler, and they carry on. But if they bother to read it, R-E-A-D it, read it, instead of just paying it, they will be able to understand where this money is going. Because in most instances, 60% of this bill is going to school districts. So here, let's go back to these three people on this block. They're probably all senior citizens. Their kids have left the state.
Yeah.
Their grandkids went with them. And these senior citizens are saying to themselves, I don't have the benefit of the schools. I don't have anybody in school. This is a systemic problem, our property tax system. It's an inequitable system. It's a system that feeds school funding. Where and how does this get altered? If enough people get upset by this report that Hal Dardick and Todd Lighty did, my research team, my only investigative journalism in that's left countywide pretty much, if people read this report, your property bill analysis on CookCountyTreasurer.com, and they read their bill, we might have the equivalent of a Boston Tea Party in the South Suburbs, where people wake up in the morning, they go to this bill, they punch on the bill, Park Forest School District. You can pull up their financial statements online. And if you wanted to, and you really wanted to get active because you're a homeowner who cares about this property tax bill going up, once a year there's a public hearing. Every one of these 14 governments that you're paying to actually has a public hearing. You could go and complain. But you know what? Hochberg, nobody complains.
Nobody complains.
Nobody knows there's a public hearing. Nobody goes to it. It's the same issue as the last election. 20% of the people showed up.
I've got a text question here for you, Maria. I'm assuming it's from a senior. Will my property taxes go up if she has a senior freeze on her taxes?
More than likely not. But senior freeze goes back 4 years. So every year you have to reapply for your senior freeze. Have that lady, off the record, give you her name, her address, her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show's over, feed it to me, and I'll have somebody call her Monday, and I will tell her exactly what's going on with her bill.
Done.
By the way,
go ahead.
There's not just senior freeze. I got to run through this, because this bill itemizes exemptions. It's one of the ways to reduce your taxes. So how do you reduce? You have to have been a homeowner who lived in that house for more than a year. If it's a senior, that's called a homeowner's exemption. A senior exemption is you're over 65 for a year, okay? And senior freeze, you're over 65 and making under $65,000. I have lots of seniors who haven't applied for 4 years, and because they haven't gotten the senior, the homestead, or the senior freeze, I owe them $6,000 mm-hmm. going back 4 years. If you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, there is a grid showing you this. And you don't have to do it just for David Hochberg. You can do it for your mother, your aunt, your uncle. You can do it from California for anybody in Illinois. So we've made this so simple. Additionally, and this is really, really key, we're sitting on another $79 million, David. Jeez. Why? Go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. You know more than anybody how confusing real estate closings are, right?
Yep.
So now you get to the real estate closing. I'm a lawyer. I get to the closing. I'm refinancing. I start signing all kinds of papers because I don't know what anything is. I have the previous finance company, the current finance company, and me. Both finance companies in the little fine print say that they're going to pay the taxes in August. I get a bill. I'm a first-time homeowner. I freak out. I pay the bill.
Double pay.
If you go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, go down to the section that says refunds, I tell you, going back 20 years, if you ever overpaid,
yeah.
If you did, you punch, apply here, you submit the proper documents to us, and within 4 to 6 weeks, we'll give you the money back. We're sitting on double payments. Get this, double payments of $79 million. We're always out looking for the people who have overpaid, usually because of a real estate closing,
sure,
a refinancing, or get this, me, Maria Pappas, right? I'm a lawyer. My husband's a lawyer. When we first bought our condo, we both paid the bill. Really? I was running around. He was running around. Yeah. The bill came. He paid it, and I paid it. 8 weeks later, he said to me, I paid the tax bill. I said, you paid the tax bill? I paid the tax bill. So I had to get $4,000 back for myself. I had to apply.
Well,
it happens all the time.
Well,
it happens in divorces.
Well, communication, as you know, Maria, is the foundation of any successful relationship, and you and your husband just proved that. So I'll tell you what, I got to take a quick break here, bottom of the hour. Hang tight, Maria. I got a couple of questions for you. Come on, our text line's blowing up. I got a couple of text questions.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Ray Kaplan, you know, as a fellow Greek, what do you think? She's doing
Maria,
all right?
Hey, Maria,
Chronia Pola. Chronia
Pola,
all right. Sounds delicious.
What's going on?
All right. Well, hang on.
We're
still on the air, for God's sake. I got to hit a break, Maria. Hang on. This is what happens when you let two Greeks loose on the radio. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas coming back with more after these messages.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We are lucky to have our favorite elected official, Treasurer Maria Pappas from the Cook County Treasurer's Office. You had a quick question in English this time.
Yes, Maria, I was just wondering, why don't you run for mayor?
I'd win.
There you go. It's that simple.
You'd make a great mayor.
Of course she would. She'd make a great governor. She'd run for president. You had a quick question, Michael, for Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.
Good morning, Maria. So my question is there a certain time where we can file for an appeal on our taxes? Is it a certain time of year? Is it pretty much open 12 months?
You know what? I don't cross the lines. I don't have the greatest relationship with the person that would handle that for you. So I would go to cookcountyassessor.com and get all the answer, because I think it's different for every quadrant. I mean, every
township.
Different area of Cook County.
Yeah. It goes by township.
Why don't you do this? Leave your number with Hochberg, and I'll have somebody call you on Monday off the record.
Perfect. Thank you.
And don't say anything, because, you know, it's WGN. We don't want to be on the record. It'll be off the record. 312-981-7200. The phone lines are blowing up, Maria, about the senior exemption. Okay. Can you tell us how far back a senior can go to get the senior exemption? If you can answer that question, and then a follow-up question to that is, how old do you have to be to file for a senior exemption?
65 plus a year. So 65 plus a year. You can go back 4 years. Listen, I've made this idiot-proof, okay? Even I can do it, all right? Go to cookcountytreasurer.com. In the middle of that site is a blue box. It says your property tax overview. CookCountyTreasurer.com, little blue box, your property tax overview. Punch your property tax overview with your mouse. You're going to see something that shows up which says put in your address or put in your PIN. You don't know what your PIN is. You don't have a clue. So you're just going to put in your address. Put in your address, but do not put in north, south, east, or west.
Right.
Just put in your address. Just put in 180 Pearson, not 180 East Pearson. Okay? Now you've done that. You've listed the suburb. You punch the button. A picture of your house shows up. Hey, you're in the right place. You're doing fine. Okay? Either your commercial building or your residence or your lot. Picture shows up. You want to know about your house. So now you're going to scroll down, okay? Before you scroll down, look to the right. Mailing information. Make sure that your bill's coming to your address. If it's not, you can correct it online. Scroll down. The first thing you're going to see is a grid. It says homeowners, senior, senior freeze, veterans, okay? It goes back 4 years. If you got it, it says yes. If you didn't get it, it says no. Guess what? For every time that it says no, you can, to the right of this grid is a little box. It says apply here.
Yeah.
Punch apply here, online, and we will get you your money back within 4 to 6 weeks.
Maria, I just did this. I just did this. Okay. We bought the home in 2007. We tore it down, built a new home. Michael. We moved in August, in April of 2001. I get my tax bill. I'm looking at my tax bill. It says exemptions right on the tax bill. No exemptions. I'm like, I'm in the mortgage business. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? So, and I'm...
See, you're...
Go ahead,
yeah, Mary. You're like I was when I double paid.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that they are entitled to this. And seniors are really fall into that category because now for senior freeze, you have to apply every year. You cannot just say, I applied last year. So now, let's think about this. Your mother got it last year. This year, she has dementia. She gets the bill. She doesn't get the exemption, which is why we've made this for anybody to be able to go and look at anybody else's.
And okay? I will tell you this. I am computer illiterate. Okay, when she's talking, it's idiot-proof. I sent Maria a text when we were setting up the call for today. I'm like, your website's phenomenal because it's idiot-proof. And take me, I'm an idiot when it comes to computers. I went on there. I went around. I had it upload a driver's license. Bing, bang, boom. I went back 2001, 2002, 2003. I checked the boxes. I did the attestation that I am who I say I am. And I moved in when I said we moved in. Boom. It's in process. I get a confirmation from her website. It's ready to go. It's that easy. All right, so go to cookcountytreasurer.gov. .gov or .com, Maria?
.com.
And check it out.
In your address on property tax overview, the little blue box.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's right there. And if you got your tax bill, look at your PIN, and you insert the parcel index number right in there. It'll take you right to the site. Now, I got a question about how do we fix this? We got a ton of text messages that I'll forward to your team that they could respond to, okay? But
I just want to say one thing before we talk about how it gets fixed. We went to Springfield last year as a result of the work that Jardik and Lighty did on the redlining study and the sale and air study, which you can look at on cookcountytreasurer.com. There's all kinds of PAPAS studies where we're studying all the inequities in the system, but we went to Springfield. And the annual interest penalty rate in Cook County a year ago was 18%. It's been reduced, David, to 9%. Not only has it been reduced to 9%, but listen up. Assume you do not have the money August 1st. August 1st, we have a new device on the website. It's going to be called your property tax payment calculator. So if you can't afford to pay the whole thing, you can pay on a monthly basis, and monthly we will tell you what the interest is. Monthly we will tell you what the interest is, because it's 0.75 now instead of a 0.5. So if you want to pay monthly, there's actually now a payment plan that you can follow. Okay? So this is really a big deal. It's the first time ever that this is happening. What can you do?
Hang on, because I'm up against a break. I want to get these two questions in here. Can you come back for another segment after that, or you got to jump?
I can come back.
Okay, so I want to answer these two text questions here. Can you get a senior exemption? No, I don't want that one. My question is, senior exemption decrease? No, come on, where is it? It had to do with, can you quickly, here it is. What's the difference between a senior freeze and low-income senior freeze? Can you clarify that for our listeners?
There's no such thing. A senior freeze is a low-income senior. It is a senior who makes under $65,000 a year.
Got it.
That's the senior freeze. A senior citizen exemption, you can make $200,000, but if you're 65 years old, you still get the senior exemption.
Okay, so there's two different ones.
One has to do with the amount of money in the household, 65 grand, and the other one just has to do with your age. But David Hochberg is the example of every yuppie in the world. They don't know. My daughter doesn't know either. My daughter bought a house 4 years ago, has no idea that she's entitled to a homeowner's exemption. Nobody. All these kids living in Bucktown, you know, East Loop, high rises, no idea. Bought a house 3 years ago. Pay the bill. Don't realize they get $500 to $600 off their bill.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Go
nobody
to
nobody tells them.
CookCountyTreasurer.gov. .com. Gosh dang it. CookCountyTreasurer.com. Check out all your exemptions on there. We're going to take a quick break, and you have to file the senior exemption every year. We're getting a ton of texts on that. Correct?
Senior freeze exemption every year.
Every year. Senior freeze exemption. All right, we'll come back with solutions after the break, Maria. Can we talk about that?
I'm in.
right.
I'm in.
All right. Maria Pappas Moore. We can't get enough of Maria Pappas. She could just take over the whole show. That's why we do it over the phone, because the last time she came in, basically pushed me out of the microphone, took over. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. One more segment with Maria Pappas coming up after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. Is that a word?
That is not a word.
Okay, and now is?
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you could
think...
Put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, that's added to the Hoch vocabulary.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. You had another question for Maria, right?
Yeah, Maria, I was just wondering, what if your... Can you get that senior exemption if it's not your primary residence?
So, look, there's an investigative unit in the assessor's office. And what that assessor's unit does is, you move to Naples, Florida, and you also still have your condo on East Lakeshore Drive, all right?
Yeah.
You took an exemption in Florida, and you took an exemption in Chicago. When he catches up with you, you're going to have to pay back the money plus some exorbitant interest.
Okay.
You can only do one residence, okay? And get this, you just got married. Your husband's got a house in Arlington Heights, and you have a condo in Chicago. Guess what? One of you better get rid of your exemptions, because if you don't, you're going to get fined. And
got
people
it.
Don't
yeah.
know that,
right.
David.
It's great
okay.
advice.
Yeah.
So now the question on senior is what?
The question on senior exemption. Well, I think we did that. Well, here's another one. I believe they're changing the name of the senior freeze to low income senior freeze because of the confusion. Is that true? That we got a texter in here.
I have no knowledge of that.
Okay, well then.
If they did that without telling me. It's been senior citizen free since Truman left office.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Well, I think you would know. All right, let's talk solutions in the 6 minutes we have left, okay?
Okay.
Hang on one sec. I just want to make a statement. You tell me what your thoughts are. Because I've been saying this on the radio, on this station and others, for the past 3 years, okay? We have a commercial real estate bubble burst happening. You've got commercial real estate dropping by 50% in the city of Chicago. You've got residents shouldering the burden because of the commercials going out. You could go back to Mayor Daley II administration and all the administration since for not investing and having a plan on redeveloping areas to bring businesses in and to encourage businesses to develop and they're going to Indiana, Wisconsin, and all other states in between, Michigan and Iowa, instead of doing it here. I've been saying, and agree or disagree, that we have to focus on, there needs to be leadership, not only at the state level, but the county level and all the mayors in between, to have a master plan to attract businesses back into these areas that don't have any businesses, that businesses are leaving. So you've got a commercial base to help support tax revenue, or else it's going to be more on the residents' shoulders than it already is. Your thoughts?
So, you know, this is the chicken or the egg. This is what Pappas thinks. Pappas thinks that the reason people are flying out of here, and we did a study on this, go to CookCountyTreasurer.com, look at our scavenger report. In the city of Chicago, the most abandoned and commercial pieces of property are what? You want to fill in the blank?
Well, southeast side, right?
Yeah. It's the 16 wards in the city of Chicago where there are the greatest number of murders, rapes, and robberies. The greatest number of felonies.
Yeah.
So how do you get a redevelopment plan when people are flying out of here because they don't want to get shot? Hey, David. You know, it's no secret. I live in Water Tower. How about 2 weeks ago? At 7 o'clock in the morning, okay, pepper sprayed on Pearson in Michigan, okay, and robbed. Day before that, 7 o'clock in the morning, Pearson in Michigan. This is in front of Macy's that's now abandoned,
right.
Okay, 200,000
Hang on, Maria. For the listeners who don't know the area, you are talking in the heart of the Gold Coast in front of Water Tower Michigan. Place
yeah,
and the Hancock Center. That's what we're talking about. Go ahead.
This is 7 o'clock in the morning. Let me ask you something. Do you think when I get up at 5:30, I'm going to walk over to Hancock and get a Starbucks? Really?
No shot.
I stupidly, about 2 weeks ago, I wanted some Jenny's ice cream. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. I'm going to walk down Chestnut to that little place on State Street and get myself a pint of salted caramel ice cream. You know, I want to treat myself, right?
Yep.
I go outside. I'm walking in the Pedway, and 14 kids in hoodies. And I'm walking my little toy poodle, 8 pounds, okay? And one of these guys in a hoodie says to me, and they're all vaping out of their minds.
Yep.
This is on the side of Water Tower Place. I really like your dog. You know what I did? I said, you touch this dog, I'm going to kill all of you. And I kept walking. And one of the guys said, don't mess with her. You know what? If I'd appeared, you know, 5'2" and 90 pounds, they'd have probably come after me and the dog.
Yeah.
Do you really think that people feel safe there at night?
No.
Literally, when we walk the dog, we walk around the building. We don't go across the street to Eli Schumann Park.
Right.
I don't walk to Neiman Marcus. You know what? I'm smart. I'm not stupid.
Right.
I'm 75 years old. I'm not going to mess with somebody. And now the worst problem in the city, how about commercial properties? You can walk into a 7-Eleven.
Yep.
One of my friends is distributing this stuff. He owns a beer distributing guy. You can buy a can of something that looks like a can of Coke, no matter what your age, and it's got hemp and CD stuff in it. These kids are picking it up after school. 13 and 14-year-olds are drinking this. And then they walk into Walgreens on Chicago Avenue and Michigan and steal $1,000 worth of stuff. No prosecution.
Right.
So you know what? This is a cycle of poverty, crime, lawlessness. You can't solve this by saying, hey, businesses, come back to Chicago, because you know what? Guys like Ken Griffin have already moved out.
Right.
And a whole other ton of people are moving out. And you know what we got right now? We got a situation where it's not people doing, you know, at work, how they shuffle papers at work, quiet quitting at work. We got a quiet exit here, David.
Yeah.
People are shutting up and moving out. We don't even know who's moving out. All we know is that we've got all these vacant places on Michigan Avenue, State Street, LaSalle Street. You want to see sticker shock? Let's look at next year's Chicago. Next year in Chicago, which is being reassessed. And the mayor just added $1.5 billion in bonds. Can we talk about borrowing on top of taxing?
Yeah, we had a shooting right in front of my building, and I considered leaving. I mean, I it was
right
12:30. It's on Wabash and Washington, right across from Macy's, shooting at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Maria, I want to leave it with this. You can't have law and order if you don't enforce law and order. And you can't expect the Chicago Police Department, the men and women who I love and respect, to do their jobs if you're not going to charge these youths who are just kids being kids, according to our mayor. And I'll give you one example. Wife and I went to a Cubs game a couple of weeks ago, took the train, got off at State Street, popped up to Walgreens. She wanted to get some water and some whatever, so we go in there. I'm waiting in line. Two people came in, walked right past the register, over to the cooler, pulled out a drink and pulled out some food, walked right out, and as if it was an a la carte paid for cafeteria.
Exactly.
Okay. It's my kids paying an out. I'm paying for their unlimited food plan at the University of Iowa. These people come in. I wait 15 minutes to give the guy my $15.20 for a couple of waters and some snacks. And I go to the guy. I'm like, what's going on here? He's like, it happens all day long. All day long, they come in and they leave.
Right. That costs these businesses
so
much money.
I just want to say something here.
Go ahead.
You know, people said, oh, Target didn't go in Water Tower. Target didn't go in Water Tower. Macy's moved out. Excuse me. If you're a good business person and 30 kids come in every day and take a grand of stuff, that's 30 grand a day, times 30 days, that's almost $1 million a month. Would you move into Water Tower? Would you set up a business there?
No.
If you know that your bottom line is going to get ripped off at least $1 million, go to Macy's on State Street, that bottom basement. It's called Last Act. It's all the stuff that comes in from all over the country, and then it gets reduced to like 90%. Really? There's people down there with satchels just filling them up and walking out. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the uplifting report on the 4th of July weekend. That's why we love you, Maria. We got to hit a break.
Read your bill. Read. R-E-A-D. Read your bill. Don't just pay it. Take some responsibility. You want to be a homeowner, take some responsibility. And if you don't like it, you got to do a Boston Tea Party thing here. You got to complain.
It's
coming. You just can't pay it and then get upset. Get upset before you pay it.
We love you, Maria. We respect the hell out of you. We thank you from all the citizens of Cook County. We're going to compile all the text messages and get them over to your team. Hang on for your
Get them over to me and we'll answer them on Monday. Yeah?
And hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product if you could get it of your choice. We love you. You're the best. Thanks for taking time out of your Saturday and have a happy 4th. 312-981-7200. MegaPros. I just shut my mic off. That's the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Then after the news, we're going to talk with Mike Ramos about water and Ray Kaplan about student loans.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. In all seriousness, my wife and I have been living in our home 2001, 2003 years, and I did not have the homeowner's exemption box clicked. So I did not. I'm in the mortgage business, right? I do this for a living. Mr. Genius. Why they don't do it at the real estate closings, I do not know. Maybe they should do that. That is a suggestion I will make, especially in all of our closings, that to make sure that if it's their primary residence, that the closer goes to the county website and applies for the homeowner's exemption. And I do this for a living.
So it's not in the paperwork.
It's not in the paperwork. Oh, obviously okay. Not.
See, I thought it was.
No.
Yep. Well, and I'm an attorney too.
I'm going to tell, right? I'm going to tell all of my, I'm going to tell my closing department, make sure that's in all the closing instructions from now on. Go to the county website and have them do the exemption at the closing table.
Yeah, especially since the website's so user-friendly.
100%. 100%. And on all the refinances that we're doing as well. So let's go. 312-981-7200. You have over 25 people that signed up already for your $390 free installation.
Awesome.
That is amazing. Again, it is a system, one-time shot. Put it on your intake water, and it does away with the lead. Can you break it down in layman's terms, simple terms for
sure,
us?
Sure. Basically, what it does is it purges out your pipes, keeps them filled with fresh, clean water at all times.
Okay.
And then we're going to add a liner to the inside of your pipe. So we're going to line all the pipes in your house, and we're going to maintain that liner.
We just had one of my guys, Jose Rodriguez, we have a loan right now. I mentioned it earlier, but FHA requires to have peeling paint. He has a transaction right now that has galvanized pipe coming in, and the underwriter is asking for an inspection report about the galvanized pipe. This $390 installed special that you're offering is going to solve that problem. We'll submit it to the underwriter once it's installed. You'll give a letter of a certification that your system does away with the lead, and we accomplish that goal. So for all you lenders out there that are having challenges with lead pipes coming in, it's a potential FHA problem.
Yep. I mean, it's our lab tests are all like lab accredited. So it will be verifiable third party validation that yes, you are at no detection. We don't take it down to 2 parts per billion. We take it down to no detection, 0.
Okay. Phone number, website. If our listeners want to take advantage of the $390 installed, which is typically close to $500 installed.
Correct.
Is NOAH System, NOAH System .co.
Correct.
And you are going to keep track of the water levels prior to it installed and after it being installed, and you're going to come back and give the results.
Yes.
All right. Phone number?
773-556-5266.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Got to get that out there as well. Thank you for all the texters and all the kind words about having Maria Pappas on. She's just an absolute dynamo. Ray Kaplan, I want to talk more about the senior exemption. A lot of senior exemption questions coming in.
A lot of Maria Pappas for mayor text messages coming in, too.
Okay. So we've got all of these coming in, which means that a lot of experienced homeowners, you know this because you look at this all the time, have student loan debt in their name.
Oh,
so
yeah.
As we say, to go and check every single year to click on your senior exemption per Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer, you're saying that if you co-signed for loans or took out loans in your kids' names or some grandkids' names, there's opportunity due to your age that you could get those reduced.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of opportunity that people just don't know about to get their loans forgiven, especially if you are retired. So if you're retired and you took out a whole bunch of loans to put your kids through college, or maybe your grad school, or maybe they're all wrapped up together, you might be eligible to get those loans completely forgiven. And if we can get them forgiven before 2026, the loan forgiveness is tax-free. So you don't have to pay federal income taxes on the amount of loan forgiveness that you get. That's probably going to change right after 2026.
Why?
Well, so they made it a provision in the American Rescue Recovery Plan where any loan forgiveness that you got between, I believe it was 2021 and January 1st, 2026 would no longer be considered taxable income. So the normal default rule is that it is taxable income. Okay. They made that exception. So it goes back to normal in 2026 unless they decide to extend it, which we're working on it.
Okay. Phone number?
312-294-8989.
All right. We're going to come back with more with Michael Ramos and Ray Kaplan. You guys aren't married. I made the mistake earlier saying Michael Kaplan. I don't know if you can handle that pressure. I'm just saying. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Ran into Ray in the hallway when I got here. And Ray's like, oh, God, so happy I'm here. She's like, I just rolled out of bed as if she's going for a centerfold cover shot here. Right. Oh, my God. I just threw out to my liner. I can't believe I'm glad I'm here.
If we could all throw ourselves together that way.
I'm going to start wearing eyeliner.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you for all the text messages. Thanks for hanging on during that 45-minute interview with Maria Pavitz. Didn't think it would go that long, but you get Maria going. She's one of the best interviews in the city, if not the state, if not the United States, because she just doesn't care. I mean, she cares so much that
she cares enough to be brutally honest.
Right. And she doesn't care who she impacts with her truth. That's what I mean. She doesn't care. She cares so much. She doesn't care who she takes down. Okay. Right. And when she said, I'm going to kill you if you touch my dog, I believe that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I would not mess with Maria Pappas. All right, you've got a question. Pre-college planning has become a huge portion of your business.
Yes, and it was something that I kind of just fell into because people would ask me, you know, can you help us before the kids go to college? And we were just inundated with people who already had loans and we were helping them out. But I realized that people could save so much money if they knew what they were doing before the kids go to college and before they make those huge financial mistakes. There are ways to take out federal Parent PLUS loans where if you know what you're doing, you might be able to pay it instead of, let's say you're making $80,000 to $100,000 a year. Well, if you take out federal Parent PLUS loans, the payments on those might be $1,000 a month. There's a way we can do it now where, especially if you have a junior or a senior in college, don't touch your Parent PLUS loans before you talk to us because we might be able to do a stacked consolidation where instead of your $800 monthly payment, you'd be making a $100 monthly payment until those loans get forgiven. So there are some very kind of complex parts of the law that we can use to make sure that you are in the lowest possible payment plan. The servicer doesn't tell you about them. The Department of Ed doesn't tell you about them. You need a lawyer who understands how the law applies to you and to the loans. And it can result in saving tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars if you know what you're doing. So it's really, really important before your kids graduate from college, if your kids are in college or if you're getting ready for your kids to be in college, to have that pre-college planning. Consultation. Yeah, so we can set it up for you the right way.
When you train for a marathon, for whatever reason you want to run 26.2 miles.
I don't like
sitting in a cab for 26.2 miles, let alone run the streets of Chicago.
Or even walk 26 miles.
I don't even like walking. My wife makes me walk the dog. I'd rather do it on a bicycle. I digress, okay? You have to plan. You have to organize. You have to get into shape in order to do that. You are looking to spend, maybe you're not looking to spend, but you are probably going to spend tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to put little Johnny and little Sally through college. And if you're not going to pre-plan, that is financial malfeasance.
Well, yeah. And we also give our clients all of the information, how to get scholarships, how to get the schools to give you money. You got to ask for the money. These schools are sitting on billion-dollar endowments. They have money. But you know what? nobody asks for it. They have scholarships for everything. If you play a musical instrument, if you do any community service, $10,000, $20,000 that is less that you have to pay towards tuition, nobody asks, and so nobody gets that money.
I will tell you a true story. A neighbor of mine in Northbrook has money to send their kids to college. He's a financial planner. Put aside money. He went on a college trip with his daughter who wanted to be in a special program. They happened to bump into the dean of that college. The dean asked him, have you applied for financial aid? He said, no, I haven't. He's like, you should. We have a lot of money set aside for it. He's a financial planner. He's like, well, I don't think I'd qualify based upon my income. He's like, I'm telling you, my recommendation as the dean of this school, and we're talking one of the top 100 colleges in the United States in the specialized program. So what did he do? He applied. He got a little bucks, but he got some money back. What did he do with the money? Put it towards his other kids' college education that he couldn't get a subsidy.
Right, so, exactly. There's just a lot of relief and help out there. You just have to know how to access it, and it makes a huge difference. It just provides a way for you to, where you're, when your kids are going to college, you're not doing anything crazy financially. You're not taking money out of your 401k or making mistakes that can hurt you over the long run.
David, this is wrong. Ray, ready for this?
Ready.
You are telling people to plan for loopholes in advance so when they get forgiven, you will make out better. Where do you think this money comes from? Address that, please, Ray Kaplan.
Well, okay. So before you buy a piece of property, before you move to a state, you take a look at what the state income taxes are. You take a look at any kind of expenses, what it's actually going to wind up costing you. You can't go into these situations blind and then have it hurt you financially. So what we're doing is we're having people plan for college so that it's not, I understand why people say that it's a loophole, but it's the law. In fact, they're changing the regulations as of July 1st, 2025. So after July 1st, 2025, it's going to be much more difficult to get your loan payment down. But all of these laws are there for a reason. And then if they want to change them, they do change them. But when you can take advantage of them, you really should. Just like if you are entitled to a tax deduction, you take that tax deduction. If you're entitled to a freeze on your property taxes because you're a senior, you make sure you do that. So of course, all of this is kind of built into the economy, and we as taxpayers in some way pay for a lot of it, but there's also a benefit to it as well.
And those people that are getting that benefit are saving that money and putting it back into economy in another different way. And I will use the 6,000 pound car rule. If you're a business owner and you buy a 6,000 pound car, you could write off the entire car the first year. Okay, I don't have any use for a 6,000 pound car or greater. So a lot of business owners go out and buy SUVs or trucks to get that tax deduction the first year of the $60,000 to $80,000 to $120,000. It is what it is. It's the law, and you take advantage of it. You take advantage of it. I want to switch over to you, Mike Ramos. This John Hopkins study that we were talking about during the break. Can you dive a little deeper into that and why our listeners should care about something they probably don't know anything about?
Sure. I mean, one of the things, you know, that's really challenging and makes it like really scary for everybody is that lead doesn't have a taste. It doesn't have an odor. So you don't even know that you're being exposed. So this study showed that 70%, between 70 and 80% of kids in Chicago have been exposed to lead. And the thing about lead exposure is once it gets in you, it's almost like permanent irreversible brain damage. I mean, there's other organ damage that it does that it leads to in the body. But my focus and the reason why I really got involved was the brain damage. When I heard that it lowers IQ, increases aggression, lowers inability to, you know, concentrate and focus. I mean, that's the thing that like really drew me in and said, whoa, something needs to be done. And everything at the time when I first started in this business was all reactionary. We're talking about filters, bottled water. There's drawbacks to that, especially bottled water, the impact that it's having on the environment.
Sure.
It's not regulated by the EPA. Bottled water is regulated by the FDA. It says that you could have up to 5 parts per billion in it. You know, so you really, it's a misconception that people have. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to develop something that was brand new to the market, something that was proactive, that was going to be like a maintenance system that was going to maintain your water's pipes and your water quality, regardless of if you were home or not. You don't even have to think about it, set it, and forget it.
Okay. You said something during the break that if you live in the 606 zip code, which is the city of Chicago,
yes,
they will test your water for free. Is that true?
That's true. You could call 311 or you could visit the City of Chicago website, and they offer free lead testing for all the residents of Chicago.
So all you have to do is get a sample, send it someplace, or drop it off someplace. How long does that usually take for the city to turn around?
The city is about 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 week turnaround.
And if you were going to go to Elgin to test somebody's water, what is that investment to get that water test for somebody?
It's $60 for us to do the testing. We will send a test kit out directly from the laboratory to you. You take the test, the sample, drop it in your mailbox, goes back to the lab, and you'll get your results back within 7 to 10 days.
It's kind of like one of those poop in a box type deal. You just poop in a box and ship it out.
It's except that simple.
You don't poop in a box.
It's that simple.
That's a yep. different test.
Yep.
Just saying, in case you're doing the poop in the box and the water test, make sure you do the right box.
Right. At the right time.
At the right time. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you want a good sample. So do you recommend sampling the water in the morning after it's sat for 6-8 hours, or when's the best time to test water?
Yeah, we want to see a 6-hour stagnation, so you want to do it first thing in the morning. Before you brush your teeth, before you use the restroom, anything that you do, take that first sample, that first draw. That'll give you a good indication of where you're at.
You talking, is it a pint? Is it a quart? I mean, how much water is a good test?
It's a 20 milliliter bottle.
Okay, what the hell is that?
It's
8 ounces, 12 ounces, 16 ounces?
About 16 ounces,
16
I would say,
ounces?
Maybe a little more.
Yeah. Just package it up, ship it, and then they'll call you, send you the results.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
And the city of Chicago does it free?
Free.
Huh.
Yep.
And the phone number, if our listeners want to get their water tested that don't live in the city of Chicago and want to invest the $60 to see what it is, what's that number?
773-556-5266.
One more time.
Call us. 773-556-5266.
I texted you an introduction to Mike Epping from Center Guard Plumbing.
Thank you.
He's the best in the business, so you should team up with Mike. And the $390 offer stands. Installed, usually close to $500.
Yes.
Go to noahsystem.co.
Correct.
Noahsystem.co. And that's your website. You'll have all the contact information there.
It'll all be there, yes.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. Maria Pappas is calling me. She hasn't gotten enough. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. So the lady, Ray, at the beginning of the show in Barrington that I mentioned, she's in her 80s, lives in a $700,000 home, free and clear. My reverse mortgage expert, Jose, just sent me the breakdown of what she would qualify for. After closing costs, she'd be able to access $307,000.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Out of her home. $307,000.
Yeah. It's kind of based on your age. So if you're older, then you get more.
Yeah. I was explaining to Michael, an 80-year-old is going to get more than a 62-year-old, but less than a 90-year-old.
Yeah, and it just provides a lot, like a cushion, like a big cushion so you can live.
It takes the pressure off of her having to depend on anybody but herself. Her 150 grand that she's got left in her account, in her savings account, now goes that much further.
Yeah.
Because the first 300 she's going to tap into to pay her property taxes, to pay off her debt, to take care of snow removal, to take care of the grass, because she's not going out there in 95 degree heat. And if she is, she shouldn't be.
Right.
Or to, you know, plow in the driveway or black ice and falling down, breaking a hip. Mm. You hire all of that stuff. Now she got access to $307,000. She called me in a panic because she just got her real estate tax bill in Barrington's Cook County.
Right.
Okay. So kick in the head there.
Blood pressure going down though with that money that takes all that pressure off.
Oh my God.
Completely.
She got three kids. She doesn't have to rely on anybody but herself. She's got all this equity in her home. $307,000.
People don't realize the toll on your health that financial stress and duress really can take. I mean, I have clients who come in and tell us that, you know, they were putting off getting married, putting off having a family, buying a house because of their student loan debt or credit card debt. If you just need a plan and you need a strategy, and then kind of everything falls into place, really.
And if you're trying to have a family and if you've got all this stress, certain parts of your body that you need to have babies don't work as well when you're under a lot of stress. Michael's shaking his head here. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. All right. A guy that doesn't know anything about that is Ed in Chicago. Ed, you don't have any problem down below the belt, but you got a question about your daughter's private student loans.
That is correct. She has two different types of student loans. She's out of college now. The first one is her government type of loan, which she is on that forgiveness. I think you have to wait 10 years. She's at three. But then she has about $100,000 in private student loans that she's looking to try to consolidate. Is there anything with the private loans other than consolidation, or what should she try to look for when doing this? Or just the lowest interest rate you could possibly find? I'm just trying to ask.
Yeah, so with private loans, it's a little bit trickier, but refinancing, depending on what her interest rate is, also for a fixed interest rate, a lower fixed interest makes a huge difference in the payment. If you want to have your daughter give us a call, or you guys have a conference call with us, we go over all of it with her so that she can see how to calculate how much you're actually paying when you borrow money, depending on the interest rate. And it's actually a good learning opportunity for young kids too, because they actually see the cost of borrowing, and then they always keep it in mind later. We give them tools so that they can always check, okay, if I want to borrow this amount, here's what it's actually going to cost me. But back to your question, I would say potentially refinance for a lower fixed interest rate to get her payment down, and that will also reduce the amount that she pays back on that loan overall. In some situations, we want to take a look at potentially a Chapter 7, but honestly, for young people just starting off, we really try to avoid it. So there are other things we can do as well. Also, a structured settlement or a settlement on that private loan. But the key there is you have to be in default. So sometimes it's not worth it to go into default. In some cases, it is, and we can analyze that for both of you.
All right, Eddie.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, buddy, thanks for calling. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. You guys wanted to talk about Chicago schools and yes. schools, but I've got something here. We just received a purchase contract for an FHA loan. Okay, this is my guy, Jose. He's a Chicago, he or she is a Chicago police officer. Okay, the disclosures show that on the purchase contract show unsafe drinking water and lead pipes. This is what the seller, I got it right here. I got a picture. Underwriter helped us said that we need to provide water and pipes. We need the water and the pipes inspected. And I advised the client and attorney of what we just talked about. So we have a purchase contract of Chicago police officer that we're doing an FHA loan for, that your system could clarify this whole thing.
100%.
There you go. I mean, why they? It's on the disclosure. They checked yes that they have challenged pipes coming into their home. So now we have to address it. You have a problem for that. You have a solution to that problem. My gosh.
Where they won't have to go and spend $16,000 to $30,000 to rip out that lead service line, and only take care of part of the problem.
Okay. So here you go, all you lenders out there that compete with me, which you know, it's not even close competition. Just saying, if you have a similar challenge, this overcomes that challenge. Now I want you to dive deeper into the school system here in Chicago, what you've done.
So the CDC and the EPA say that there's no amount of lead that's safe, right? So they set the action level where schools and cities need to take some type of remediation action at 15 parts per billion. But they give different cities and towns the leeway to change that action level from 15 parts per billion. They could lower it to 5, they could lower it to 2. So Chicago Public Schools since 2016 has lowered their action level to 5 parts per billion.
Okay.
Which means that it's like, yeah, we could get it down to 5, but kids shouldn't be exposed to even 5. We want 0. So anyway, in 2018, they reached out to us and they said that they had a building on the south side of Chicago that had lead levels that were between 90 parts per billion to upwards of like 400, 500 parts per billion.
Come on.
So it was like giving us the opportunity to get into like a situation like that to further test our methods and to see how effective our system would be under those circumstances.
Put up or shut up.
Yes.
Okay.
So they didn't change any of the plumbing inside the building. They left everything intact. It was all galvanized. And what I want people to understand too is that schools don't have lead service lines. They're usually cast iron. The problem that we see in schools is brass fittings, solder,
sure.
And the galvanized that we talked about earlier. So they asked us to come in. We went in, we designed a system that we felt would be sufficient to cover this entire building, this entire campus. We donated 18 devices to that building. We had the plumbers come in, install it, calibrate everything, and it's inside existing drinking fountains. Within, I would say, 2 weeks, They came back and they tested. Every drinking fountain that had a NOAA system had no detection.
Come on.
Now, here's the thing, too. This system was put in 2018. In 2020, we had COVID, so everything was shut down.
Sure.
Right before the students came back after COVID, they came and they did another round of testing. Just having those devices in that building kept that building at no detection. Now, had we taken those devices out of commission and just let the building run, even with students in the building, those lead levels will skyrocket again.
Okay.
So the thing about testing, too, that I want people to understand is we could test your water today if you have an aging infrastructure, even if you have newer piping. You could test it today, and today it might test okay. You might be at 5 parts per billion. There's no action level that needs to be taken. But next week, your pattern might change. Your drinking habits might change. You might not be home. You might go on vacation. School shut down during the summer. They shut down for long periods of time. So that 4 part per billion reading now turns into 30.
Sure.
And they don't know, so because they're not testing these schools regularly enough to keep track of that. They'll test a school once every 4 years. So if it's at the first year, they're at below 5 parts per billion, we're going to leave it in service. But you can start seeing the trending is going to start
elevated levels.
And you won't be able to catch up till 4 years from now. How many students have been impacted in those 4 years?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
We could take it down to zero, and we just need someone to open the door for us to do it.
For $390.
For $390.
Right now. Yes. NOAAsystem.co. Phone number, we're going to take a quick break here. Phone number, bud.
773-556-5266.
All right, we got more of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Last leg, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WG.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
It's, because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong.
Or
yeah. Break down.
Or break down.
And you can put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. 815, can I do a reverse mortgage on a second home, and what happens when I die? Same questions if I have a home equity loan on my residence that I owe roughly $70,000 on. You can only do a reverse mortgage on your primary residence. What happens when you die? Hopefully you have family that will come and say some nice things about you. But your mortgage gets, what happens when you die? There's a mortgage there and your family or somebody sells the house and the mortgage company gets what they can and they move on. Same thing with the reverse mortgage. The only difference is if you owe more than what the house is worth, your family doesn't get hit. There's an insurance mechanism that kicks in that your servicer applies with FHA to get the unused portion or the shortage from the FHA insurance policy that you're paying on every single month because it's an FHA loan. For more information about reverse mortgages, give me a call at 855-563-2843 or send me an email, david@56david.com. Ray, you want to leave us with a nugget of knowledge, young lady, before we take off?
Well, yeah. So it's really important to do the analysis before you take out the college loan. So we had a consultation yesterday. We had one of the parents working for a government entity making good money and the other parent working in the private sector. So we immediately start thinking about, okay, public service loan forgiveness, that's going to be the way to go. But it turned out not to be the way to go because that parent was going to be retiring in a couple years. So they weren't going to get the benefit of public service loan forgiveness. Turns out in that particular instance, it was better for the parent in the working at a normal private sector job to take out the loans because then we could base the payment on that person's income, which would be the difference between $1,000 in a monthly payment or $74 a month in a monthly payment. So the analysis before you take out the loans is really crucial. So for all you parents out there, if your kids are getting ready to go to college or if your kids are in college, there's a lot that we can do to make sure you don't waste money. It's not about not paying your loans. It's about paying the right amount back on your loans until we can potentially get them forgiven for you.
I tell this story all the time. A fire chief called me up. His daughter went to school to be a marine biologist. Okay? He made a deal. Both parents made a deal with the daughter. If you get straight A's in high school, we'll send you anywhere to do anything. Sent her down to become a marine biologist. 240 G's to send this girl, this young lady, to college. Lady graduates college. She's working at SeaWorld, feeding fish for $12 an hour down in Florida.
Yep.
Okay? $240 G's to get the paying fish for $30 a week, so no benefits. This guy's like, what am I going to do? I'm like, well, you're going to stop freaking out, and you're going to call Ray Kaplan, and you're going to take care of it. Ray, fired it over to Ray, fire chief, public employee, worked it out. But it happens all the time.
Yep.
And there are things you might not like it, but Ray didn't write the law. She's following the law that was written in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s that was passed and voted on by Republican and Democrat administrations and Republican and Democrat senators and congressmen and women.
Yeah, okay? Public service loan forgiveness was enacted under George W. Bush in 2007.
Okay. Republican president.
Yep. Mm.
Okay. Phone number, Ray, if our listeners want to reach out to you.
312-294-8989 or raykaplan.com, financialrelief.com.
We have 3 minutes left, Michael.
Okay.
When you test your water with a handheld water tester, it says 140. What does that mean? 140 parts per billion from 773. Do you know, or is that too loaded of a question without knowing what type of mechanism they're testing it at?
The only thing I can think of and I could guess is that they're using a TDS meter that you could find pretty much anywhere at Lowe's or Home Depot. That's not a bad tool to use, like if you want to get an idea if you have a lot of like solvents in your water. Anything above 500, I believe, on a TDS reading is not good. But if 170, because there are natural minerals in the water that you do want to have in your water, and that TDS reader is going to read it, so 170 is not bad.
We got another text question here from a 224. Two questions from Mike from Noah. If the system works on recirculation, wouldn't it only maintain the pipes from the home inlet to the point the device is attached and not the whole house? Question number one.
Correct. So basically what we're focusing on is getting the water treated and your pipes treated up to the sink, the kitchen sink. That's practically or basically like where people consume it the most. You're cooking, you're drinking, your kitchen area, that's basically where we want to attach it. We can put it in other areas in your house. If you want it in your bathroom, we could do that too. But we're just focused on where the main consumption and exposure is.
Second question from the same texter. Does the output go down the drain, hence increasing one's water bill, or is it truly recycled in the system? Thank you. Love your show. Listen every weekend. Go.
That's a great question. We get that one a lot. So the water does go down the drain. It's not recycled. One of the things that we're doing with Noah, we're always looking for ways to improve on our strategies. We are looking into like installing rain barrels, you know, where we could capture that water, reuse it for irrigation and other things like that. But for now, yeah, it's going down the drain. And what it's going to do, it's going to flush out approximately 300 gallons a month. So it's going to affect your water bill by, I would say, maybe $8 to $10
okay.
a month.
And if our listeners want to reach more, we're out of time. But I figured that question, the text questions were very valuable because they're coming from our listeners.
Good questions.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you and your team at NOAA?
NOAAsystem.co, or you could call me at 773-556-5266.
We cover everything you wanted to cover. We do all right. We get a gold star.
Gold star. Excellent. Okay. Thank you.
I used to get a lot of red stars, which means gold, probationary gold star. Didn't really get a lot of gold stars.
That's a return interview.
Yeah, that's left a mark for the past 50-some years. All right, thanks for listening. Happy holidays, everybody. I'm David Hochberg. You want to reach me if you have a experienced homeowner like my friend in Barrington who's sitting in a $700,000 home with $150,000 left to her name, living off of $1,200 a month worth of Social Security with $25,000 with the credit card debt, $7,000 worth of medical bills, freaking out how she's going to pay for her recently received real estate tax bill. She's got access to over $300,000.
Okay, that's huge.
One phone call. $300,000. Great work by my guy, Jose Rodriguez, my reverse mortgage expert. This lady's going to be able to access $300,000, not have to worry about running out of money, living off of her assets and running out of money. She's gonna outlive her assets by tapping into the $300,000 tax-free, because all the money come out of your house on a refinance, and that's basically what this is tax-free revenue to help this 80-year-old young lady survive for however long she wants to live in the homes. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Go to WGNDavid.com, download podcasts and previous shows, and get all of our contact information. Happy holidays.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy from Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Mike Ramos from the NOAA Water Quality Maintenance System, and Ray Kaplan of the Kaplan Law Firm. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.